Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast. With big name interviews and short daily episodes every day, Tuesday through Sunday. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is November the 9th and we start our look back in history in 1967 when the first issue of Rolling Stone magazine was published. The cover photo on this day was John Lennon and there were items on David Crosby, The Who and Country Joe McDonald. Also on this day in 1996, Bob Dylan licensed one of his songs for commercial use for the very first time. He allowed the Bank of Montreal to use The Times They Are A-Changin'. On this day in 1974, Bachman Turner Overdrive became the second Canadian band to have a number one hit in the US when You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet hit the top spot. The other band prior to do that was The Guess Who with American Woman, which was another band that Randy Bachman was in. And on this day in 1968, Led Zeppelin played their first ever London gig. It was at the Roundhouse, which is still a great venue. But for our story, we're looking at the results of the century from the RIAA. Yes, on this day in 1999, the Recording Industry Association of America announced the biggest selling artists of the century in the US. Perhaps no surprises, but the Beatles were the band with the biggest number of albums sold in total, in excess of 106 million. Best-selling solo acts were revealed as Barbara Streisand and Garth Brooks. The biggest-selling single was Elton John's 1997 version of Candle in the Wind, while the biggest-selling album was the Eagles' Greatest Hits 1971 to 1975. I interviewed Hall of Fame songwriter Jack Temchin a couple of years ago, and he wrote two of the songs that appear on that Eagles album, one being the classic Peaceful, Easy Feeling. Here's a clip from that interview talking about the success of that song and more.
My wife and I, we got a, being hippies, I bought a Volkswagen bus. We all love the Volkswagen bus because the gas was cheap and you could go a long way. Of course, it only went 50 miles an hour on the freeway. It wouldn't go any faster. It was really loud inside, but we traveled all around the country and I was in a little town and we met a guy in the park who was a said he managed rock bands. His name was Star. And we went over the house of the band he was managing and I heard Peaceful, Easy Feeling coming out of a little transistor radio on top of the refrigerator. And that's the first time I heard it on the radio. And so that was kind of the beginning.
How did that feel hearing your song?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And of course, I didn't have no idea I was going to be able to be in music for a living, you know. And so I heard that song. I thought, wow, maybe that's going to work out. And you know, it still feels just as good every time I hear it. I mean, it's kind of a songwriter's dream to have people either record your song and put it on the radio and like it. But that song has kind of gone out way, way, way beyond any dream I could ever have had, you know. And so it's a glorious thing.
It's phenomenal. And then obviously that song and another one of your compositions already gone went on to appear on the Greatest Hits Eagles 71 to 75, which is the biggest selling album in American history. Now that's obviously phenomenal for the band, but phenomenal for you too.
Yes. And yeah, beyond anything that I could have thought about or expected, you know.
The brilliant Jack Temchin there. You can hear more about that story and working with Glenn Frey and how he managed to work with the Eagles to start with on the episode 10, which is all the way back near the start of Vintage Rock Pod, as I said a couple of years ago. Episode 10, to hear the full interview with Jack Temchin. But that's it for November the 9th. I'll be back tomorrow with more rock goodness. But until then, take care.